Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Bonjour, fabulously delicious. The French Food Podcast is the podcast that's all about the cuisine that is said to have founded modern cooking. French ingredients and dishes have been the starting block for many of the world's best chefs and cooks. On Fabulously Delicious, you'll learn all about those dishes and ingredients, as well as get to know more about fabulous French foodies. I'm your host, Andrew Pryor. Enchanté.
Enchanté.
10 years ago, my life changed when I competed on MasterChef Australia, and now I'm living my best life right here in the French countryside. Here, life is all about cooking, eating, meeting wonderful food producers, chefs, home cooks, drinking amazing wines, eating some of the over, would you believe, 1,500 French cheeses, and sharing these fabulous experiences with you, my fabulously delicious audience. I hope you're enjoying them. Today, we are continuing the A to Z of French herbs, and today's herb is a herb that has had its popularity come and go over the centuries, and is now on a bit of a resurgence. In fact, its lack of use in the 20th century put it on the list of forgotten herbs and vegetables. Sit back. Turn the volume up. If you're not driving, pour yourself a glass of wine, break a baguette, add a bit of saucisson, maybe some of that delicious French cheese, and enjoy today's episode of Fabulously Delicious, the A to Z of French herbs, Lavage. Lavage, or livage, as it is pronounced in French, is a perennial plant that is part of the Apiaceae family, or parsley family, which includes parsley, of course, dill, and carrot. Its French name is spelt L-I-V-E-C-H-E. Lavage has been cultivated in Europe for centuries, with its leaves as a herb, roots as a vegetable, and seeds as a spice. The flavour of lavage is similar to that of celery and parsley, but it's more intense, and some would say spicier. It's a tall, herbaceous plant that grows as large as 8 feet tall, or 2.5 meters. It has shiny green leaves that go to a yellow greenish. Then it also has yellow to greenish yellow flowers that flower in late spring. Its fruit matures in the autumn. Levisticum officinale is Lavage's botanical name. It's native to Afghanistan and Iran, and was introduced to Europe, and is now found in Southeast Asia and North and South America. Around the world, you will also find sea lavage, Scottish lavage, and black lavage. And some places around the world call it Alexander's, Lavas, perpetual celery, bastard celery, mountain celery, mountain angelica, and magi grass. Lavage, the name, comes from love ache, which is the medieval name for parsley. And this comes from the French levage, which comes from Latin levisticum. In the past, it was also referred to as preacher's collar, because it was mostly planted and cultivated in monasteries and rectories. Said to have medicinal properties, the Romans brought it with them on their conquests of Europe and Britain. In fact, it's mentioned in the Apicius, an ancient Roman cookbook. Charlemagne declared that it should be grown in every imperial garden, hence its growth across Europe. The Greeks would chew on lavage to aid digestion, and they also thought that it would relieve flatulence. More recently, though, Queen Victoria, she loved it so much that she used to carry candies made from lavage with her at all times. Apparently, she even requested that pockets be sewn into her outfits to house these candies. Lavage contains vitamin C and a range of B-complex vitamins, as well as calcium, potassium, and magnesium. It also has properties that are anti-inflammatory and antioxidant, and some studies have proven that it has the potential to lower blood pressure and boost the immune system. It does have diuretic properties, though, and so it is advised that pregnant women and people with renal insufficiencies shouldn't eat lavage. Culinary uses for the leaves are for salads, soups, and broths, whereas the roots can be eaten like other root vegetables, or even raw in salads. Many different countries use lavage in cooking. In the Netherlands, they are traditionally cooked with white asparagus and served with boiled eggs. Romanians, they use it to season broths. And there's an alcoholic lavage cordial in the UK that is added to brandy in the winter. This is especially popular in the Cornwall region. In French cuisine, lavage has been used as a confectionery ingredient, and it's also used to flavour preserves and add spice subtly to soups. Often, the French will cook lavage like they would celery. Sometimes, depending on the manufacturer, the dried variety of lavage can be added to the mixture we know and have covered on a previous episode of the A to Z of French Herbs, Herbes de Provence. Throughout the 20th century, the decline of use of lavage was so prominent that it was even classified as a forgotten vegetable. But it is now having a resurgence due to its use from some of the great chefs of France and around the world. In the Ukraine, they consider lavage to be an aphrodisiac and use it to rinse hair. In fact, some hair conditioners in the Ukraine add it to strengthen the hair. Fabulously Delicious is a part of the Evergreen Podcast Network. Some of my favourite fabulous shows on the Evergreen Podcast Network are the French History Podcast with Dr. Gary Giraud, who explores events and people from 3 million years ago to the current day in France. Gary is a historian who has a PhD in modern British and French history. And another great podcast about French history on Evergreen is Le Siècle by David Montgomery. It's all about France's history from 1814 to 1914. This specific century in France was apparently one of both turmoil and stagnation, revolution and industrialization, wealth and poverty, colonialism, and even humiliation. David covers all this in Le Siècle. Le Siècle podcast and the French History podcast, as well as Fabulously Delicious, are all on Evergreen Podcast. Check us out at evergreenpodcast.com. A little over a decade ago, the famous British chef Hugh Fearnley Whittenstall said of lavage, "When you've tasted this intriguing herb in the likes of this soup with lettuce, pea and cucumber, it's hard to work out why it isn't more popular. The flavour is like parsley and celery combined, with a hint of aniseed and curry. And if you think that sounds intriguing, you'd be right. So why aren't we all using it by the handful? And why is it virtually impossible to buy? And why doesn't it have a place in every veg pot?" Mysterious questions to which there is no answer, except perhaps a shrug. And luck of the draw, I guess. That's it for another episode of Season 3 of Fabulously Delicious. How do you use lavage? Have you used lavage? Let me know by contacting me via Instagram. Slide into my DMs at Andrew Pryor Fabulously or email me on contact@andrewpryorfabulously.com. I love to chat with you all. If you share your recipes for lavage with me, then I'll give them a go and post on my socials, possibly even my blog, which you can find at andrewpryorfabulously.com. Thank you for listening, and remember, you know what my motto is. Whatever you do, do it fabulously. Merci beaucoup and bon app.
Hello, and welcome to Novel Conversations, a podcast about the world's greatest stories. I'm your host, Frank Lavallo, and for each episode of Novel Conversations, I talk to two readers about one book. And together, we summarize the story for you. We introduce you to the characters, we tell you what happens to them, and we read from the book along the way. So if you love hearing a good story, you're in the right place. Our ninth season is coming this fall. Tune in to hear from some of the all-time great authors, Charles Dickens, Jules Verne, F. Scott Fitzgerald, and more. Subscribe to Novel Conversations wherever you listen to podcasts.